It's 11:45, and we're going to go back out to Bob Doran from the Journal's cell phone, and he apparently is going to put us on the phone with somebody official from ICE. Bob, are you with me?
Mike, yeah, I just handed my phone to Virginia, and she listened to some music, and here she's now talking to another reporter for a minute. I'm going to hand the phone to her.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, bear with me, folks. I can usually do about two things at once. I don't know about three or four. Hey, Mike.
Virginia, what is your last name?
My last name is Kite, like ice with a K.
And you are the press agent with ICE?
I'm a spokeswoman for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. That's correct.
Could you tell us everything possible?
Well, again, I'm not going to be able to say too much at this juncture because, again, we're in the very preliminary stages of executing a federal search warrant here at the Sun Valley Group. Our agents made entry at about 10 o'clock this morning. We anticipate they'll be here at the premises probably until early this afternoon. Again, we are executing this warrant as part of an ongoing investigation by ICE. We anticipate we will likely take a number of individuals into custody on the premises on administrative immigration violations, that is, individuals who are living and working illegally in the United States. Any individuals who are taken into custody will be transported to the Coast Guard station in McKinleyville, where they'll be interviewed and processed, and based on those interviews, we'll make determinations about potential humanitarian releases. I don't have any preliminary information about the number of individuals who are in custody at this time. As I said, our agents are still on the premises and still in the process of working with company officials to determine whether anyone will be actually physically taken into custody.
Did you say humanitarian releases?
That's exactly what I said. Again, one of the things that we do, if we identify someone who's potentially here in violation of immigration law, we will interview them to determine whether or not there are any humanitarian considerations in each individual case. That could include medical conditions. It could include issues related to being the sole caregiver to a minor child or to an elderly individual or relative. It could also involve health issues of their own.
I'm sorry, I'm not real up to speed on the nomenclature, but is another way of saying that deportation?
No, that's not another way of saying that. What we will do if someone is identified as being in the country illegally, we will essentially place them in deportation proceedings. But ICE does not make determinations about whether or not someone is or is not deportable. That determination would be made by an immigration judge.
And how many personnel are involved on the federal side of this action?
We don't discuss the number of agents who are involved in an enforcement action for security purposes or reason. I will tell you we have a significant complement of agents and detention and removal personnel who are conducting this operation. Again, we brought in enough officers to ensure the safety of our personnel and, of course, the safety of individuals we interact with.
Besides the Sun Valley site, are there other sites involved in today's action?
Again, we are executing a federal search warrant here at the Sun Valley Group as part of an ongoing ICE investigation.
Well, when will there be more information available?
Again, a lot depends on how the operation proceeds. As you probably know, since you're a local person, this is a very large facility. And again, we are working with the employers now to complete our search of the facility. I'm hopeful I'll have further information by mid to late afternoon, and I will definitely get back to everybody.
As of this moment, have things gone smoothly? Has anybody been hurt?
Things have gone very, very smoothly so far. The employer has been cooperative. I believe one agent may have suffered a minor knee injury, but again, it's gone very smoothly. I'm here at the front gate with many of your colleagues. The scene appears to be very calm, very orderly. Except for the reporters who are completely out of control. I'm kidding.
Is there an aircraft overhead that that is part of this organization, this effort?
We did receive air support from U.S. Customs and Border Protection.
Is that a helicopter or a plane?
I believe it's fixed wing. I believe it was a fixed wing.
Well, is there anything else that we haven't talked about that you are allowed to release to the media?
Not at this time. I think you've got everything I've got.
All right, and thank you to Bob Doran, whose phone you're using. Thank you so much.
I'll let Bob know that you expressed your gratitude, and he said he'll send you the bill.
Will he? Can you put him back on the phone?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Bob. Thank you so much for that.
Okay, quick update.
Yeah.
We've seen three people arrested already.
As in
cuffed? So anything
cuffed?
That she said about she doesn't know whether anybody will be arrested is, well, that's stretching a little bit. we've witnessed three people handcuffed and put into vehicles and taken away.
Is there anything that you can that you've seen that involves like a foot chase? I got some calls about that, and it just sounded so.
Well, we're confined to the area outside the gate, so we can't really see what's going on inside.
Oh, and this aircraft that's overhead, that
it's
sounds
circling around us, and I don't, so far away, I don't know what good it would do.
That sounds fairly ominous. Do you have a count? I mean, she wouldn't say how many agents there are, but I mean, visually, how many would you ballpark?
It's impossible for me to know how many. I'm told that there were literally dozens of cars parked along this road earlier today. That's from somebody who lives here across the street from the old farm.
All right. Bob Doran from the North Coast Journal, whose blog is following today's events. Thank you so much once again. You have come through like a champion.
All right.
Appreciate it, Bob.
Bye.
Thanks.